Good evening, audio boo.
Pause recording.
Oh, shut up. I'm at Robert's house, and I'm going to taste some wine.
Well, it's spritzer wine.
Spritzer. And Robert bought me a different wine this time. And I'm going to taste some cashew.
Actually, should I have tasted the wine first?
Oh, go on then. What, just to make sure it won't poison me?
Yeah.
You like my beef eater, my wine taster.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. Not sure you'll like it, though.
Really?
I think I might have to drink it.
Oh, dear, because you like it.
Mm, it's quite nice, actually. Okay. Where are your hands? I'm not very good at this today.
No, you're not. They were up in the air.
You want to sniff first?
Hmm. That's interesting. That's bizarre.
I think it's really nice. No, refreshing. No. Bit of grapefruit in there, isn't there?
Yes, actually. Hmm. No, it's growing on me. Yeah, that's nice.
And it is still quite dry.
And it's quite a good... I don't think I'd want to drink this in winter, but on a really hot day like today, it's fantastic.
I would want to drink white wine in winter generally.
I would.
Is that alright then?
It's lovely actually, yeah. Okay.
Shall I go and get you the something else?
Kashoo! Nuts.
Kashoo! Bless you.
Hmm. And there is a Vance wandering about because he's been a very good boy today, so he's just been given a treat by me. Well, it was Robert had them really, but he got me to give Vance the treat. And he enjoyed it. Oh, I can hear a bag.
Okay, so audio view, this is my present to Fee from my trip to the Great Yorkshire Show.
Thank you, Robert.
Here you go, Fee.
Thank
dum,
you.
Dum, 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 dum.
Thank you. Oh, wow, this is a huge bag.
Yes.
Wow, let's have a sniff. I suppose you want to test these ones for me.
No, I've tasted them already, actually. Well, not out of your bag, but I've tested them before buying them.
Yeah. So you had some with chilli and some you couldn't remember the flavour of.
I can't, I just didn't tell you.
What is it?
Let me know when you've had them and it's not chilli.
I think I just have.
What did you think it was?
I'm not sure.
Did you like it?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Cheese.
Oh.
Because cheese and chilli go together.
Mmm.
I wouldn't have thought about it, but as I said, the chap selling them, I was just going to get you chilli ones.
Yeah.
And he said, well, taste these.
Yeah.
And they really went together.
Oh, I see what it means. They do.
Mm.
Yeah, they're lovely.
And it's a nice big bag.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Try and keep some for my train journey on Monday.
Yeah. So, happy summer, Fee.
Thank you.
It's alright. Problem.
Lovely
now, the question
man.
Is, shall I drink? I have a little bottle of beer, one of the ones that you like.
Yeah.
The Innocent Gun.
Mm.
I could have that. Or I could have the beer that Mark and Jane got me.
Oh, right.
Which is a chocolate beer.
I think you should try that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Good. Chocolate beer. I'm going to boo it on my booing machine.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Well, I'm going to leave mine on as well.
Okay. Now we're double booing.
Bubble doing.
Double booing. Double trouble, bubble booing.
Oh, we're definitely double trouble. Okay.
Q4 upload. Pause recording. Pause recording. Button.
Shh. Okay. Booing again. Booing. Now he's gone to the looing. And come back again.
Hang on a moment. I'm just trying to get my phone to actually go into boo recording mode.
Boo!
Right, hello everybody on Audioboo, in Audioboo land. It's Robert here, and...
Fee!
C? Who's C?
No, Fee!
Is it C flat, or C sharp? Or C major? Sharp. Or C minor?
C major would go... Minor would go...
Sounded very similar.
Not quite the same.
Not quite the same, okay. Anyway, Fee is munching away at the moment on some cashews.
Bless you.
Thank you. Which I very generously brought back from the Great Yorkshire Show. And she's...
The Great Yorkshire Show? Oh, I've just... Is that what it's called? The Great Yorkshire Show?
Yeah.
Oh. I just splatted myself with this wine.
Was it nice?
Mm. You know when you sort of let your drink come back to a vertical position a bit too quickly?
Yeah.
And some of it sort of goes plop.
Yeah.
And then it splashes.
Did you go into the
shoes? No.
That's good.
Just went on me.
So what I am going to get, what I'm going to do and get, is a beer which Yorkshire Mark Bowden and his lovely wife, Jean, got for me, because they know I like beer. And this beer, when I tried it, is from I think it's from the Hotel Chocolat or something.
Is it really? Hotel Chocolat beer?
I'm not sure whether by chocolate beer we mean like a chocolate stout or something, so it's just a really chocolatey tasting. Chocolate malt, or whether it's actually got any chocolate in it. But we're going to find out.
Just don't get garlic beer like Andrew has.
Garlic beer.
That sounded disgusting.
So chasing away vampires.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, there's stuff on this table.
There is, yep.
So I'm planning on doing a proper Robert Boo tasting. It's beer. Tastes sweet. It tastes frazzled. Just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, where did I put my beer glass is the question.
Are you going to tell them what I've got?
Fee has finest white wine from Waitrose.
Waitrose, what with a...
Which was recommended by the chap.
The chap, the rather nice chap.
Rather nice chap.
Oh, jolly hockey sticks.
Very nice, actually. I said I wanted a dry white wine and tea, and he said that this was a particularly good one. And it was on offer, it was virtually half price. Originally close to £10. And what's Fee done? She's having it watered down.
What's Fee done? Fee done! Yeah!
Fidden!
Fidden!
Oh, there's a door there.
Yeah, in your flat that you've lived in.
Yeah, I know. Fee is most amused at the fact that I get lost in my own flat.
I am, yeah.
But yeah, these things happen.
Well, they do to you, yeah.
Right, I'm sitting on the squeaky chair because I always sit on the squeaky chair when having a beer. I'm also going to put a light on because...
You need to face this way, please.
Do I?
I'm sorry, but you do.
For your bit. Well, I can't because it's on the table.
Alright,
I'll sit on my chair. Okay, I won't sit on the squeaky chair. I'll sit on my chair.
Hooray!
And then I can sort of turn something. And what have I got to do with my phone?
Take your...
Earphone
off. Yeah.
I will do just that. So I'm putting on a light so that if I can actually work out how dark or light or whatever it is, then I can give you the benefit of my wisdom on this subject. Right, I'm going to unplug the earphone, so cue nasty noise. There we go. Nasty noise cue.
But not on this booth, because
you won't hear it on that booth.
No.
I'm putting that down there.
Because we're double booing, you see.
Double booing.
But my booth better than his, because it's got me tasting wine and cashew nuts too.
Cashew nuts?
Yeah.
No less. There's a cafetiere here. I'm not putting the chocolate in there. Right, now, where is my beer opener?
And it's metal, because Robert can't be trusted with a glass one, basically.
What do you mean I can't be trusted?
Well, you broke one.
How dare you? Torch here?
It's a shame they don't do metal wine bottles, really.
Yeah. No, it would be encouragement.
After your soup, frozen soup incident. Your super idea.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay. Right then, everybody. Are you ready? Are you set? We are going for the ride of our life. And to begin this. Hang on, sorry, just clearing the space.
Just open your beer and taste it.
Okay, I'm going to taste it. Can I clap your beer?
You are funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't, I'm not going to explain this whole thing. But basically, it's a sort of a joke, so don't worry about it too much. Anyway, okay, so...
Actually, though, if you don't get it, what you have to do is listen back to my boo stream. Because it's better than his.
Okay, so this beer has a label on it. Probably says something, but I can't read it. It's got a big dark splodge in the middle. Which
sorry, that was a violin.
It's got a big dark splodge in the middle, which is roughly the shape of a hot air balloon.
Cool.
Perhaps
it's hot air balloon flavoured beer.
The bottle is, if I hold the bottle up to the light disappears, so it's quite dark. Right, okay, here we go. I'm going to open it.
Oh, it didn't go all over you.
Ah, did a bit.
Okay. It's ever such a shame you weren't recording the other day when the soda water went...
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. You've got to smell this.
Okay. You bring it over?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Careful with it, because it's quite full.
I'll be careful. It's a bottle, yes.
Smell.
Yeah, it smells of beer.
It doesn't smell of beer. It's rubbish. Right, I'm taking that, taking it away from you. You beer. Beer traitor. You just don't understand the finer points of beer taste.
It does smell a bit chocolatey, though.
Yeah, there we go.
But not completely. It's got a beer sort of thing into it, too.
The chocolate is such rich... chocolate. It's like the kind of chocolate which must have flowed through the pipes of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. It's velvety, it's dark, it's sort of treacle-like in its consistency. You can smell the darkness in this beer. This is amazing. And the sweetness, the sweet aroma that drifts off the top of the bottle here, the vapours that envelop your brain. Right, okay, I'm going to pour the
you
beer.
You're so funny.
Here we go, I'm going to pour the beer. Shh. Pray silence for the beer pouring.
If that beer, if the beer pouring from my side sounds a bit like a dog panting as well, that's because Vance is also panting all of a sudden.
Okay, so when you put it in the glass, the smell is not quite so intense. It's mixed with the air. It's more like a sort of hot chocolatey type smell. It's sort of chocolate and milk, but not milk chocolate. Well, it's got the dark cocoa notes in there, but it also has an underlying milkiness to it.
Oh, you are funny, Robert.
And I've accidentally just dipped my nose in it. Getting a bit too close.
Whoops.
Whoops, indeed.
Robert.
I'm going to just take a picture of this beer to add onto my boo. So stand by, everybody, stand by. You will up soon, up next... will be the best bit of all, the tasting.
No, I think we've had the funny bit already.
So stand by. It was a
Darling.
Darling.
You are very funny.
Yeah, you are very funny. Okay.
No, you are.
You are. I am.
Yes.
You. And I.
You are absolutely hilarious.
I'm not drunk yet, by the way. I haven't drunk a thing apart from having a sip of beet wine.
That's the worrying part, though.
Yeah. You're never going to get voiceover talking to. And then I'm going to try and take a picture of this stuff.
Wouldn't it be better to take a picture of the bottle?
I'm taking a picture of both together.
Oh. Is it a happy marriage?
Yes.
Oh, good. Which one takes which one's name?
I don't know. I think they become double-barreled.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Double-barreled.
Double-barreled.
Very good.
I'm amazing.
You are amazing, it's true.
Right. Here we go. I'm going to the beer. I have to say, the beer has now lost its head.
Lost its head?
It's an Anne Boleyn beer.
Has it been, has it been guillotined?
Yeah.
Oh, poor beer.
Okay, I'm going to go for a sip now. Again, silence, please.
Where are you going? I don't get the reference thing, do I? What's it taste of?
Silky smooth. It has the most wonderful dark malt taste, but not the sort of bitter malt that you get in some beers. It's a lovely sweetness, treacly almost sweetness. It is utterly, utterly delicious. Where some beers taste as though they've been sitting on the top of a bonfire, and other ones taste as though you've dropped a grapefruit in them.
No, that's my wine.
It's your wine?
Yeah.
This tastes like chocolate.
Do I get a taste?
Mm. You do.
I'll smell it first.
Yeah.
Because that's what you've said.
Yeah. I'm bringing my phone over as well so that people can hear you tasting this. You be careful, this is precious. This is nectar.
I know.
Okay.
You've actually got my hand in the right place for the first time today.
Hmm.
Perhaps drink does you good.
Maybe.
So what am I looking for in this taste again?
Think of different things, you know. Think of other food things or other drinking things. Or plants, or animals, or minerals, or, you know, think of what comes into your head. What does it taste like?
I suppose I can see a dark chocolatey sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
Reminds us of coffee, almost.
Yes.
Because it's sort of dark, bitter, sort of espresso coffee.
Mm.
Not latte or something.
Mm.
Pardon me. Can I have another taste to sort of... Yeah, milky and cocoa-y. I can get that.
Mmm. See? Amazing.
Here you are.
Is that not the best beer that you've tasted all day?
Maybe today, but I do prefer the innocent gum beers that you showed me, because they were yummy.
They are yummy, actually. But this is delicious. So, thank you to Mark. Thank you to Ching Ching.
Mm.
And thank you to Yorkshire. Yorkshire for being Yorkshire. I've got no idea where this beer actually comes from, but... But it was bought in Yorkshire, so that's good.
It is good. Mm. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hmm.
A thunderous waterfall pouring down my throat. Spreading. 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 The rich goodness
through my very veins.
Your very veins, not just your veins.
It could be alliterative.
Oh, Robert, you're hilarious. You know that.
Apparently so.
Well, you were even laughing. You made yourself laugh.
I did. All right, everybody, hope you enjoyed that.
I did.
Another beer tasting from Robert and...
Fee!
Excellent.
I suppose you want me to stop my boo as well now.
It's up to you, yeah. Q4 upload. Pause record. 9:18. Pause recording.
I have. The long version, yeah. Right. Bye-bye, Booville.
Bye, have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
This is what happens when he drinks beer. He goes
squeaky. Little weed.
He goes squeaky.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm really not drunk. I have only had about 10 sips of this so far.
10? Oh, that was a bit... Gargle, gargle. It's still on, by the way.
How many
smoked today? The boo is still on, by the way. None.
No.
Because smoking's disgusting.
Disgusting, yeah, I agree.
Right. Bye-bye, Booville.
Bye.